Cattle futures gained on Monday, despite the dour cattle on feed report. Drought and high costs continue forcing cows to market. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 24th of May. Apparently, cattle futures were too cheap and or traders had already factored in what turned out to be a bearish cattle on feed report Friday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 98 cents higher on Monday, from 5 cents higher in spot May to $1.70 higher. And that was with corn futures closing 5 to 7 cents higher through July of 23, and then mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. Higher wholesale beef prices helped live cattle futures close an average of 69 cents higher, except for 2 cents lower in away August. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.11 higher through Monday afternoon at $264.28 a hundredweight. Select was $1.21 higher at $244.23. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $138 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $140 to $142 in the Northern Plains, and $142 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $226 in Nebraska and $223 to $227 in the Western Corn Belt. The five area weighted average fed steer price last week was $2.19 lower at $140.25. The average price of the beef was $3.02 lower at $225.80. Nationwide last week, steers and heifers sold steady to $3 a hundredweight lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. At the weekly Monday auctions, monitored by Cattle Current, prices were mixed. Feeder steers sold $2 to $4 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, while feeder heifers sold unevenly steady. Steer and heifer calves sold $6 to $8 lower. There were 10,000 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, however, feeder steers sold steady to $3 higher, feeder heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $4 higher, and then steady at heavier weights. There were 6,435 head on offer. Finally, compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers sold $3 to $5 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 3,884 head. Feeder heifers sold steady to a dollar higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Monday amid what might have been a relief rally following last week's sharply lower markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 618 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 72 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 180 points. By any measure, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says national pasture and hay conditions are off to their worst start in 35 years as drought continues to grip various parts of the country. According to Peel, based on the latest drought monitor, the nation's drought severity and coverage index is 183 out of 500, the highest in mid-May for any year of data going back to 2000. He adds that pasture range conditions at the beginning of May, as classified by USDA, were the worst since 1995. At the same time, Peel notes national hay stocks May 1st were 15.1% less than the average for 2012 to 2021. Hay stocks in the 17 western states were 21.7% less. He explains high fertilizer and fuel prices are adding to the extraordinary cattle industry challenges this year. High input costs are causing some producers that aren't facing drought conditions to reduce or skip fertilization of pastures and hay fields, which will result in additional forage reduction and push herd inventories even lower. From January through April this year, Peel says beef cow slaughter equated to 4.2% of the January 1st inventory. It was 3% for the same period for 1986 through 2021. He explains the highest previous culling percentage for the January through April period was 3.7% in 1986, and the beef cow herd decline this year may well be the largest since 1986. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 24th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.